Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Okay, so this is not going to be a super long case, but this is a very interesting one because this is a crime from 1879 here in Cleveland, Tennessee. Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime. During the Indian Removal Act, we went through the whole thing, 1838, there was the Cherokee Removal Act, go back, listen to episode 100. Then the Civil War happens.
Yes. Didn't like that. Did not like that.
Right. Cleveland started in 1836. So we're only about 40 years in at this point. Still a pretty new town.
Growing, if you will.
Right. So Warren Henderson was shot and killed on the night of May 8th, 1879, in an area of Cleveland known at the time as Anthonytown. I had never heard of this before. I actually, you know how I love my newspapers.com subscription. I was just digging through the old Cleveland Daily Herald newspaper articles just to do it. And I found the story. So Anthonytown was a historic African-American community located in the city's Fifth Ward. So I have went as far as to find historic maps because I needed to know where Anthonytown was. My other thing, aside from my newspapers.com subscription, is Sanborn Fire Maps.
What the fuck is that?
They are old because they literally used to make fire maps because everything was made out of wood. So you had to like have a map to like know where, if a fire happened, how it would spread. And you can literally look online and Google Bradley County Historic Sanborn Fire Maps, and you can see the old maps of Cleveland, Tennessee and all its different iterations.
Okay.
And it's all mostly just like downtown because obviously that's all there was. But yeah. See, this is why I have a podcast, is because this is my hobby, is I look at newspapers.com and Sanborn Fire Maps. So the fire maps show that Anthonytown was in Fifth Ward. Fifth Ward was on the south side of Cleveland near the railroad corridor, roughly around what's present day, like South Ocoee Street, Broad Street, Fort Hill, and the rail lines. I kind of took up that little area. And after the Civil War, Anthonytown became one of the earliest freedmen's community in Bradley County, where formerly enslaved families built homes, churches, and businesses while establishing new lives during Reconstruction.
Interesting.
But you have to understand what Cleveland looked like in 1879. 40 years ago, this had been Cherokee land. The Cherokees had been removed. Railroads, businesses, farms start, you know, expanding. Yeah. And the Civil War came through this area. So East Tennessee was deeply divided during the war. And Bradley County kind of saw a troop activity from both sides. By the time it ended in 1865, Cleveland was kind of like a recovering railroad town, and it was trying to rebuild itself after Reconstruction.
Okay.
And that's when they started establishing Anthonytown. So by 1879, Cleveland had had this like really strange collision of histories, and the railroad starts really changing everything.
Hmm.
the tracks running through Cleveland connected to Chattanooga and Knoxville in the Deep South. So that means that a lot of freight, travelers, laborers, saloons, gambling houses, prostitution, and violence started coming into this quiet little town, and it became a railroad town at this point.
Okay.
So the areas that were near the railroads here in town, the rail corridor, as they called it, were more like poor working class neighborhoods. So when newspapers later described the shooting happening inside of a house with bad women, which was Victorian era language for prostitutes or brothels or drinking houses, the newspaper says Warren Henderson and Henry Molden were outside one of these houses with bad women around 10 p.m. when Ben Tibbs and John Carter arrived and called Molden outside. All four men were residents of that community, and why exactly this whole confrontation starts is unclear. But witnesses said that the argument between Tibbs and Molden is what started. And Henderson, Warren Henderson, stepped in and he was trying to defend his friends. And he reportedly said he would keep the dogs off. So all hell breaks loose. It turns deadly. John Carter allegedly threw a rock that struck Warren Henderson in the mouth. And Ben Tibbs pulled out a pistol and just fired twice at Warren Henderson.
Well,
he hits him the right breast and one once in the heart, and he died instantly. Well, then, according to reports, Carter shouted for Ben Tibbs to kill Henry Molden too, and he fired three shots at Molden, but he missed. Molden pulls out a knife and slashes Carter and left a wound that the newspaper called 8 inches long.
Oh.
So they're literally like fighting in the streets. They're shooting at each other and stabbing each other just like in the fucking streets.
But nobody knows over what.
Nobody knows why. So all we know is that a fight starts between two different people and somehow Warren Henderson gets hit in the mouth with a rock. And so by the time the city marshal arrives, Tibbs is gone.
Him gone.
He's in the dark. He's in the wind. He's gone.
He gone.
So Carter and Molden were arrested at the scene, but Tibbs out of here. So, and obviously the 1879 and the wilderness of it all, when you're gone, you're gone.
He's out of here.
Once again, we're right on this rail corridor, transients. It's not hard just to believe in 1879. Yeah. So, and there's no evidence of any type at that point. Like there's no nothing.
Other than I saw him do it.
So quickly, actually, the Tennessee governor, Albert Marks, issued an official proclamation offering a $75 reward for Tibbs.
That's pretty big money.
Newspapers described Tibbs as 19 years old, 5 feet 7 inches tall, heavily built, and using the strange physical descriptions, including noting his unusually long head.
His unusually long head.
Yeah. There's no surviving records that Ben Tibbs was ever caught. So John Carter.
He thinks his name probably wasn't Ben Tibbs no more.
No, he was in the wind. So John Carter's case dragged out for months. And by 1880, they were still reporting delays. And obviously back then, stuff was like chaotic in the court system anyway. They didn't have like a regulated system the way we do now. But eventually he was convicted of manslaughter and he was just in jail for 2 years. And then the story of Warren Henderson just kind of disappeared. You can't find anything about him before this. You can't find anything after this. You just know that John Carter went to jail for it. I don't know whatever happened to Molden. Ben Tibbs just lived out his life as someone else.
And we're sure these people existed. We're sure that they didn't just make this shit up.
No, because there is the original account, the Cleveland Daily Banner back then was the Cleveland Daily Cleveland Herald. And there's this very detailed account of the fight between them and what happened. And then there are even follow-up articles about like John Carter in his trial. And you can even see not just in Cleveland, but in the Knoxville News Sentinel. And then there was one ever, I want to say the Memphis paper. they actually like run things of looking for Ben Tibbs offering this reward, and then it's just gone into history. Like, there could be people around in this area that were related to all of these people and have no clue about the story.
Not a clue.
Nope. So that's the story of Warren Henderson in Anthony Town, Cleveland, Tennessee. And I thought that was really cool because I had never heard of Anthony Town before.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.